all the greatest changes in history and herstory have happened when people got to the point where they were willing to put their bodies where their beliefs are. It would be wonderful if humanity as a whole just reached epiphanies of enlightenment without needing to be prodded, without needing to be held to task. And yet it seems that over and over and over, what we find is it takes people taking great risk in order to create the change we really need. And if we look at what's happening all over the world with what sparked in Occupy Wall Street, and now we see it happening all over the world, where people have had enough of greed, have had enough of struggling to survive while other people have no concerns other than where they'll park their next millions. To create the change we need in the world, oftentimes it demands of us that we be willing to risk our comfort and be willing even to risk our perceived freedom. And what I mean by that is oftentimes our fear keeps us in a prison that's much worse than taking the risks we need to turn our world in the direction that is necessary not only for our survival, but hopefully for our thrivability as well.
We've been seeing a lot of uses of social media in protests recently, especially with Occupy Wall Street and the Arab Spring and things like that. Has that changed the role that activists play in these protests, do you think?
These new forms of technology that really allow for people to capture in the moment what's going on and distribute it worldwide within a matter of moments has made a profound difference. When I was living in Luna, I dealt with a company that tried to blow me out of a tree with a helicopter, a twin-propeller helicopter. And the company lied and said they didn't do that. Luckily, thank goodness, I happened to have a video camera and I caught it on film. But had I not had that video, it would have been their word against mine. And now it's even easier because we have all these cell phones and all these ways of not only capturing what's happening, but having it go viral within moments. And it really is beginning to help transform our cultural narrative, that the stories we tell play a very powerful and profound role in the world that we create. And having this access to storytelling in a way that's real-time with real experiences hitting global within moments is making a huge difference in people being able to reclaim their communities and their world.
Do you think it would have changed your personal experience in Luna if you had been, you know, tweeting about it at the time?
I can't even wrap my head around tweeting now. I still don't do it. I don't understand life in 45 bytes, but it took a lot more time for our team to get the message out then. It was a huge effort to capture video, to get it down the ground, to get it into an office, to get it distributed. So I think that it might have been a little easier on the team had we had the technology we have now.
And what advice would you give people engaging in similar types of protests or thinking about doing similar things today?
My message has always been about making sure that we do the work from the inside out and the ground up. It's easy to point fingers and to create blame and to get angry and hurt and frustrated. We have a huge wealth of possibility as a human species. We have so much potential, and we are falling so short of that potential. Not only are we falling short of it, in many cases, we're literally destroying it. And when we look at the gap between what's possible and where we are, it can be pretty daunting. And that heartbreak and that overwhelm can turn to rage and to anger quite easily. And yet I know that in my experience, I've learned whatever it is we want to see in the world, we must be living it. So for me, the crucial element, whether we're talking about doing direct action out in the streets or just doing direct action in our home, recognizing that every time we make a choice, we change the world. Because no choice happens in a vacuum. It is literally scientifically impossible to make no difference. It's not only spiritually impossible. It is scientifically impossible to make no difference. So every time we make a choice, we are taking a direct action, whether it's difficult or whether it's the small choice of paying attention to electricity and water and all those things that we know about that we kind of become numb to. Every choice makes a difference.